It's Monday, February 27, 2017 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Police shot and seriously injured a knife-wielding 35-year-old German national who attempted to flee after driving a car into pedestrians in the German city of Heidelberg before 4 p.m. local time on Saturday, leaving one person dead and two others injured, reports NBC News. U.S.-backed Iraqi forces pushed into western Mosul on Friday night after retaking the city's airport from the Islamic State, as aid agencies warned the most dangerous phase of the offensive was about to begin for hundreds of thousands of civilians, reports Christian Today. Last Friday, President Donald Trump appeared at the Conservative Political Action Conference in National Harbor, Maryland.
I've been with CPAC for a long time. All of these years we've been together, and now you finally have a president. Finally. Took you a long time.
He took aim at the press.
Sit down, everybody. Come on. You know, the dishonest media, they'll say, he didn't get a standing ovation. You know why? No, you know why? Because everybody stood and nobody sat.
I want you all to know that we are fighting the fake news. It's fake, phony, fake. A few days ago, I called the fake news the enemy of the people, and they are. They are the enemy of the people. Because they have no sources, they just make them up when there are none.
In fact, in light of how acrimonious his relationship has become with the press, Trump tweeted this message on Saturday afternoon. Quote, I will not be attending the White House Correspondents Association dinner this year, unquote. President Trump also told CPAC that he was keeping his promise to get rid of the illegal aliens with criminal records.
We are getting the bad ones out. These are bad dudes. We're getting the bad ones out. People that shouldn't be, whether it's drugs or murder or other things.
And Trump emphasized his America First doctrine.
The core conviction of our movement is that we are a nation that put and will put its own citizens first.
Facebook claimed last Thursday that it made, quote, an error, unquote, by suspending the activist Mommy, a Christian video blogger's account, after she wrote a post about the Bible's condemnation of homosexuality, reports the Christian Post. Elizabeth Johnston, the Ohio homeschool mother of 10, has a Facebook following of 76,000 and was told her post had been removed because, quote, it does not follow the Facebook community standards, unquote. Johnston does not believe Facebook's tale for 1 minute. Quote, saying this was an accident is a joke. It took a national news story to get my content returned to my page, unquote. Some of her followers even indicated that share buttons on her posts did not work or that they had to re-like her page. Johnston accused Zuckerberg of, quote, using Facebook as an ideological weapon and punishing those of us who don't submit to the agenda with the suspensions and deletions of our pages, unquote. Ephesians 6:14 says, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist. After 85 years in business, Family Christian Stores, which employs 3,000 people in 240 retail sites across 36 states, has announced it is closing, reports Religion News Service. At the time of the bankruptcy protection filing 2 years ago, the company took on too much debt, was hit by the 2008 recession, and was unable to compete with the online sale of Christian books, movies, and music. Dr. Sheila Page, a leading physician who's board certified in neuromusculoskeletal medicine and osteopathic manipulative therapy, confirmed that unborn children feel excruciating pain during abortions, reports the Charlotte Lozier Institute. Proverbs 24:11 says, rescue those being led away to death. Hold back those staggering toward slaughter. And finally, a 96-year-old woman named Joni in the United Kingdom, who only popped out for a pint of milk and some Werther's Originals candy, became overwhelmed by the 60-mile-per-hour winds of Storm Doris, reports the Daily Mail. 25-year-old real estate agent Dan Barnett spotted Joni from his office window in Surrey as she was clinging to a lamppost for dear life. Afraid she'd be blown into the street, he walked her home 5 minutes away. Remarkably, like the Good Samaritan story, three pedestrians had already walked by, refusing to help the senior citizen. One final thought, Joni must really love those Werther's caramels to have braved those winds. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, February 27th in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. We want to invite you to join us at the NOAA Conference in Cincinnati, Ohio, on Friday, August 11th and Saturday, August 12th, 2017. We are in a worldview war today, just as Noah was when he was building the ark. The NOAA Conference will equip you to disciple your children in an ungodly generation with the right worldview. Admission to Ken Ham's Ark Encounter is included for your whole family. Register at noaaconference.org. That's noaaconference.org.